Good morning. Positive Chats Podcast this morning with Maggie coming on to you, talking to Kat Vasquez.
Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning. So Kat is here to talk about her new book, Rain, Restoring Identity. Kat is a journalist, TV host, producer. So you have a passion for God, and it shows. And you wrote this book to help people that have gone through some things in their life, which haven't we all? And how to get back to this. So we're going to dive right in, and I'm going to ask, what led you to write this book?
Well, honestly, it started in the smack center of when I was in broadcast news. I was a TV reporter on air, and I absolutely loved my job. I loved that career. It fueled my fire. However, at this particular station that I was working at, I had a colleague there that had some mental health issues, and sadly, I was the receiver of verbal and emotional abuse right along with the rest of the staff, honestly. Later, that individual was fired for harassment, but anybody that knows who is in the industry, that you do need to serve at least 2 years at given station for it to count on your resume. Unfortunately, as you could imagine, that trauma compounding day after day took a toll. Yeah. And as a creative, verbal abuse can really take a toll on someone's creative voice. Yeah. So what ended up happening was, as the days went on and the abuse continued, it got deep down into the core of who I thought that I was. And I really struggled to recognize my worth because I was believing the lies that I was hearing from this individual day after day, day after day. And also because of my personality, I was determined to stick it out until that 2 year mark. I had some goals, okay?
Right.
Building, it was a stepladder for me. But it definitely took a very hard toll on how I saw myself. And after that 2 years was up at Gibbon Station, I put in my resignation. I had to return home, get grounded. I had a very active relationship with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord. And so I talked to him and I asked him the hard questions. And Maggie, the key for me was inviting him into my real, into my lowest points. I invited him into that place where I felt completely hopeless. And I just, some days, only had one word that I could ask him: help. As I continued to listen to him and hold on to his hand through those dark seasons of navigating and recovering from trauma, I started receiving some counseling through my church and asked the Lord to bring me some mentors, which was a key for levels of healing that stage in my life. And I started journaling through the hard questions that I had, and I went straight to the source, which is the Bible, the Word of God, which is alive and active. It is a field guide for how we are to live as his sons and daughters here on the earth. And that was the game changer. He started showing me incredible verses like, I am an elect of God, that I am a citizen of heaven, that I am his daughter. I am filled with hope and a purpose, that I am called the bride of Christ, that we are the ecclesia, that we are a role that Jesus Christ, our bridegroom king, returns for. Maggie, this was mind-blowing to me, and it affected my identity and how I saw myself. I was his, and that was a game changer. Yeah. So I started writing down what he was showing me, and it became the seed for my book, Rain, Restoring Identity, which is a devotional practice. Steps on how we are to learn who we are as his sons and daughters and to walk that out.
Perfect. So how is it unique as a devotional? Because you said a devotional, but what makes yours different than, you know, this different than others?
It is a 40-day devotional because it takes 40 days to make a habit.
Yeah.
So this is just step one to believing, to recognizing the truth, and start to get your land legs back into who he has called you to be. So at the end of each devotional, I have some activities, some creative homework, and I have an area in the book called the Creative Gush, where you can, if you like to write poetry, if you like to draw, there's an area where you can doodle and sketch out inspiration points that Holy Spirit has been highlighting to you from the message of that particular chapter. So it's another beautiful creative way that I think Holy Spirit speaks to us through us. Mm-hmm. And we start to recognize that too.
Right, right. Yeah, yes. You added some of your artwork in the book. So can you tell us about what was behind that? Give us some ideas. What was going through your head?
So I am a creative, and I did ask a couple of my creative friends who are photographers, who are painters, just skilled people at that trade, to collaborate with me. Mm-hmm. And so purchase some rights, but a lot of their artwork is within the devotional book as well. Mm-hmm. And so they are almost like tools, reference tools to a teaching in that given chapter. So it's really cool. Some of the artwork that you see behind me, those are my original paintings, and we do have an art store on our website, which is associated with the book. The website is therainbook.com.
Okay.
Find all of this art in the store. We have purposefully made it affordable. They are available in different sizes. Some are framed and very well priced. But all of these pieces we're painting during worship time. And each one has a message, almost like a prophetic message. Mm. The Lord was ministering to me personally through.
Yeah.
I absolutely love partnering with the Creator.
Yes.
Creating. That is the most amazing experience. When you invite him in and just say, Lord, you can have my paintbrush. Would you speak to me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other conversation. You know, how he can minister prophetically through art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The worship, the ministry to the one that's creating, but also, you know, we're praying that others receive that message and are inspired just as much, because art can be such a teaching tool.
Yeah. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. And it can express so much in just a certain medium, whether it be your poetry or your paintings or photography. So I love that you're added that into your book and into the ministry that you're working on. So other things in the book, I notice you're talking about acting like sons and daughters of God, because that is our, you know, talk about identity, and that is our one of the identities that Jesus talks about, is that we are sons and daughters. So talk about what you mean by that when you say act like sons and daughters.
It's one thing to recognize and believe it, but it's something entirely to walk in the truth of knowing that you are his. Because when you recognize who is living inside of you, when we ask Jesus Christ to be the savior of our life, it's a humbling act, right? We are exchanging our will, our dreams, our plans for his will, his dreams, and his plans for our life. So when that great exchange happens, that's when he can blow our mind, because he really is working, Romans 8:28, through our life. He is working good through every point of our life. But the key is to invite him into every experience that you have. Invite him into your real. So when you say, okay, I do recognize that the scriptures say that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, mm-hmm. that God has a plan for me, that I am filled with purpose. It's throughout scripture, right? But in order to walk in that, make choices without having a ceiling above your own capabilities, seeing what you can and cannot do, because scripture tells us that nothing is impossible with him.
Yeah.
If he is putting a project on your heart, or maybe a mission trip, or maybe to change jobs, try something completely different, but you're feeling that stirring in your heart and you just can't get away from it, then start asking him, Lord, highlight what I'm supposed to do next. Give me your strategy to walk that out. There's an old Indiana Jones movie. There's a scene I think about a lot where Indiana Jones needs to get on the other side of a cavern. And he doesn't have any means to get across. There's no rope or anything. But he just decided that his faith was going to be big enough. And he took a step out onto nothing, onto thin air. And an invisible step appeared underneath his foot. And that is how I see walking by faith. God is waiting for us to step out. Then he supernaturally meets us right where we're at. But he's looking for us to show up. All we have to do is show up. And that's the long and short of it. We have to show up. And he will meet you there. It's another faith lesson.
Yeah, like he met you where you were. And brought you out of that. That is perfect. I love it. So what do you want your readers to get? So you readers, what do you want them to take away from the, from your book?
Who they are as God's sons and daughters. That is a game changer. That we are citizens of heaven first. That means that our values should be heaven's values. What is our goal as the body of Christ? To expand the kingdom. The long and short of that is to pull heaven's culture down to earth, practically down into your family, down into your community, down into your business. Start asking the Lord to dream his dreams for your life. What are your dreams for my life, Lord? And the second question is to ask him to start showing you the strategy on how to walk that out. And you guys, I challenge you to show up. Watch him radically meet you in places where you may never have imagined that you would be. But that's because God is guiding your footsteps. Holy Spirit is real, y'all. All we have to do is invite him into our real.
Amen. Amen. I get that. So we also talked, and I mentioned before we came on air, about your other ministry. Your husband and has and yourself, you have Your Story Is Not Done. And this is, if I'm remembering correctly, film, book, and podcast, correct?
That's right, Maggie.
Okay. So is this, Rain, as part of Your Story Is Not Done brand?
So we have a parent ministry, if you will, that's 20 years old, called Revolution Media Ministries.
Okay.
And under that umbrella, we have created a couple of different shows, a film series over the years. We had one called The Revolution TV that aired around the world for 14 seasons. That is not in active production now because we're focusing on our film series, which is called Your Story Is Not Done. Okay. You can watch some of those documentaries, which have been nominated for film awards recently. On the website, there are links. Those shows can be seen on Roku and Amazon Prime. Again, that website is Your Story Is Not Done. We also have a very practical book that we have partnered with some prisons, rehab centers, trafficking awareness groups, and we get those books into the hands of those precious ones that need that message the most. And it's simply a message to amplify the hope of Jesus.
Oh, that is awesome.
Also a part of the umbrella of Revolution Media Ministries.
So, and this is talked in that Your Story Is Not Done. You have different stories of different folks that have come through some pretty amazing things. And
that's right. We have four mini documentaries. One features the story from the guitarist from the Grammy award winning band Korn, Brian Welch, and his daughter, And particularly their story about family redemption and restoration. It's very powerful. A second story is about a woman who overcame trafficking, commercial trafficking, and she's a cancer survivor. And now she has an amazing ministry that rescues women from trafficking in the Las Vegas area. Her story is it's under Annie Laubert, Annie's story. Yeah. Thirdly, we have a story about a gentleman who you may recognize his band. His band's name is Journey. They are Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band. Most recognized song, Don't Stop Believin', has a very powerful backstory. Wow. And that film is coming out in January.
Oh, under awesome.
Your Not Done.
Nice. That's going to be awesome to see. So that's yourstoryisnotdone.com. And you said there are, and you have a Facebook, Instagram, we can find you under all those places. So tell us, how else can we connect with you, with your ministry, get your book?
I think the easiest way would be to go straight to the website. Okay. And just cruise through. That website is therainbook.com. And you'll notice that the book is available and also the art prints in the back, which all have a prophetic ministry and message attached to them. Okay. If you're interested in watching our films through Your Story Is Not Done and partnering with us through outreach opportunities, that website is yourstoryisnotdone.com.
Okay, perfect. And just for the listeners out there, Rain is therainbook.com, R-E-I-G-N, because we reign up there with God and Jesus. We are his heirs. So that is awesome. I love it. Love, love, love it. And it's anything else that you want our readers to, or listeners to know, or that you want a certain message that, you know, just once you want to get out there?
That the Lord loves you, that no matter how far you felt like you've run away or how distant it feels between you and God right now, that he is real. He has been chasing you down. All you have to do is stop, turn, and meet his gaze. Mm. Invite him into your real, right where you're at, friend. He loves you so much. He's been waiting for you.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Kat Vasquez, the book is called Rain, Restoring Identity. This is a wonderful 40-day devotional. It helps you with some great activities as well, some great artwork by you and others. And of course, don't forget to check out her and her husband George's ministry, yourstoryisnotdone.com. Kat, and most of the people that have interviewed with me know I put everybody on the spot towards the end of the show and ask, would you pray for our listeners today?
It'd be a privilege. Thank you for asking. Lord, we thank you so much. We thank you for your presence, that you are right here with us right now, that you are real. You are worthy. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness in our life. Thank you for your loving kindness, for your mercy and your grace. Lord, I just ask right now that your love would encounter my friends' hearts today in such an intimate, real, detailed way that you would knock their socks off today. Bless each one of my sweet friends listening today, and bless my sweet friend Maggie and all of us as we join our families this season, and for those of us who may be struggling in this season specifically. Lord, just wrap their hearts in a big papa hug. Help them to feel your closeness and your comfort like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.